There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So, a story to give us all that Friday feel. Some weeks back, a little puppy called Buddy was rescued from the River Lee by Cork City Fire Service. He's something of a celebrity now around Cork, and in recent days, some life-changing news has come his way. Sharon Ann Rogers is on the line. Hi, Sharon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. This is very close to my heart because we have a beautiful little rescue dog called Finn, who, for all the wrong reasons, also became a bit of a celebrity last Halloween. Tell me about Buddy.
He's a beautiful little Yorkie. He's small. He's very timid. He's a character. He's his own little character. He's very good. He was found. He was rescued by the Cork City Fire Brigade. He was very lucky to be rescued. They did a fantastic job. And we were all devastated. I think everyone was devastated when we saw the photographs of this tiny dog in the condition he was in. And it was always a topic in our family talking about it, you know, all the way through the weeks after, waiting to see, you know, did anybody come forward. Nobody came forward. And my own son David works in the City Fire Brigade as well, and he said, you know, nobody's come forward, and now they're looking for somebody to take him. So the minute that was said, my heart sunk. I said, you know, I'd love to take him and give him a good home, providing he would be comfortable with us, because it's no good trying to force a dog or anyone somewhere they don't want to go. And I met a lovely man, Martin Collin. He's in the fire station. And I went to his home, met his wife, and they looked after him up to that day. They did a fabulous job with him. He was very comfortable, but unfortunately they couldn't continue to look after him. So I got out of the car, met Buddy, and he came running straight to me, into my arms, no problem, as if we'd met previously. He's just took me straight away, and I fell in love with him. I brought him home. My whole family is completely attached and connected with him. They love him. I met my two son's partners at the door when I came. Sarah swooped him in her arms, and Megan was wrong crying. They were just totally emotionally attached to him.
Oh,
he's brilliant. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
My family come home, or if they come in, he just swoops down on the floor. I don't know what the meaning of it is. He lies across their feet, and he just wiggles his body around their feet and their shoes and in between their legs. It's just so funny to see him do it. But he, as I say, he has his own little character. He does funny things, and he's very good. He's very responsive to anything you call him. Tell him to go to bed or come in for food or whatever. He's very good. He really is.
Does he do this thing where he sort of stretches out his two front legs in front of you and sort of almost kind of bows down? Does he do that?
Yes, he does that, yeah.
That's a sign that he loves you. That's a sign that he wants to literally just jump into your arms. Yeah, we bought a little book on dog behaviour and dog manner after we brought Finn home. And I'll get you the name of it before we finish. And I recommend it. It's a beautiful book, but it'll tell you all about the little mannerisms. And it really is beautiful. I can't get my head around how one person can walk up to the wall of the river and throw a dog over the wall into the water, knowing that the likelihood is that the dog is going to drown.
Yeah. I think if anyone of any problems can't handle the animals they have, try get help, or, you know, try even put it up on, you know, social media to see if somebody helping take them off him rather than put him through that trauma. That's horrific, horrific for him and for everybody else that gets very emotional after viewing it. You know,
I think they probably need a lot more than just help. I think it's extraordinary in this country where you can go to prison for not being able to afford a television license, and yet people who throw dogs over walls into very, very deep rivers, tiny little helpless, defenseless creatures, don't do time. In most cases, they're not charged.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about... I love the scene where, when he saw you, you were the only person he wanted.
Straight into my arms. He was very good at licking my feet. And I have two other dogs. They're big dogs. They wouldn't be, you know, in-home dogs. They don't sleep in the house or anything. So the minute I came home, he was going nowhere. He was in. No, I didn't abandon my other dogs. But he's so small and fragile. He's in, he sleeps. And he went straight into my arms. Anywhere I go, if I go to the bathroom, he sits outside the bathroom door waiting on me. Anywhere I go, he'll follow me. He's fantastic. He's very attached. He'll sleep in my room. He has a little bed in the room. Jumps on the bed in the morning, shoves his head in under my hand to let me know he's awake, and then dives off the bed. He's gone then again. And everyone that knows me know I wouldn't have dogs actually in a house or in a mind in the bedroom. But this fella's after breaking all the rules.
And how many beds has he?
He's three. He's one in the sitting room. He's one in the sitting room. He's another one in the kitchen at the patio door where he watches everything going on. And he's another one in the bedroom.
That's a set of... I think I know another dog very much like him. Our dog actually sits on the couch. His favourite program at the moment is Banged Up Abroad. and I think he liked Downton Abbey as well. I think he kind of got a bit hooked on the costumes and that, you know?
They really
can talk to you, you know?
Yeah, definitely. He comes in and he just... When you walk in, as I say, you can see the excitement, the noise. He'll bark constantly, keep barking, and then throw himself on the floor on your feet. Anyone that he's met, he does the same to. Even strangers coming in, he will do the very same. He's fantastic. He's a very placid dog, being honest. And I do think whoever had him, they must have, you know, looked at him very well at some stage, because he's completely house-trained.
Yeah.
Completely house-trained. His temperament is brilliant. Fantastic with children, everything. He's very good. He'll sit down, he'll go off and he'll be quiet and just do his own thing. But you know, you call him, you take out a lead, and he just goes wild when he sees the lead, because he knows he's going for a walk. And he loves that, taking for a walk in the forest every evening with the other dogs, and he loves the forest, just loves it. So sad to know that, you know, there was a possibility that he could have drowned. But as I say, you know, he was a very lucky dog, a very, very lucky dog. And the fire brigade are fantastic. It's not their first animal rescue. They're brilliant, you know, and I think people don't see the other side of that. With them, they're brilliant.
Well, that's, I think brilliance is something that's attached to the firefighters. Yeah. And I think... Cork City Fire Brigade, and indeed Cork County Fire Brigades, they're wonderful, because I think while we all sleep in our beds at night, these men and women are out there doing incredible work and putting their own lives at risk as well. So a big thank you to them on that front. And can I just mention as well, while we're on actually, Sharon, Cork Dog Rescue in Black Rock, the big hospital that they have there and the big area that they keep the dogs in, they're looking for donations of food, dog food. So, you know, because we're coming into... They tend to take dogs in, but they have to feed the dogs and they have to look after the dogs. And sadly, a lot of the staff are now paying for food out of their own pockets. So if anyone feels like donating, please call down to the location there in Black Rock and drop it in, because I know that they'll be delighted with that. Sharon, it's a beautiful story. And I hope Buddy and yourself and all the family and the dogs enjoy the bank holiday weekend.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Sharon Ann Rogers there, Buddy's new mam, and his brothers and sisters delighted that he has his forever home.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.